Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're trying to figure out what the future of college athletics is, yeah, I think he mapped out some things, but there's also uncertainty on what's next and where things can go. And I think he really summed up what Friday's announcement was, with each team now, or each school having access to what, $20.5 million to distribute as payment to athletes.
I think it's $20.1 at this point.
So if they want to. If they want to, that's the key.
Having access to $20 million is great. Where's that $20 million coming from?
It could come from sponsorship. It could come from,
you know, their TV revenues and all that stuff. Yeah. They're able to share a percentage. Most teams not in the Big Ten and the SEC. How's that? Yeah, you know what? Let's take a percentage of that and give it to the kids. I wonder, and Jay made a great point, and he's absolutely right. It gives mid-majors, it gives smaller schools. As he said, Wichita State's not going to beat out Kansas. Except now, Wichita State will have money to give to Kansas's fourth recruit, and a kid who wouldn't normally come to Wichita State. Okay, I got it. Except for one thing. What if those schools decide, we're not going to do this? For instance, MAC schools. Look around the MAC.
So I just looked up what the MAC's TV contract was when they signed it. I'll tell you in a second.
There are more than a few schools that are having financial issues. And they're cutting staff. They're cutting programs. You're going to come up with another $20 million to give to kids to play a sport at a level that's not producing the revenues like the others, you know, Ohio State, Michigan State. I just wonder, and I have no idea. Jay's point's very accurate, but I wonder if a certain number of D1 schools decide, you know, we're not going to do that. And then we have that tiered system, Andy. Big-time D1 schools, and then other schools maybe competing for something else. You know, I don't know. But that when Friday's ruling came out that you can go ahead and make them university employees, I just thought, man, that might be really tough for a lot of folks to – I can see schools not wanting to do that, and they don't have to.
So as long as I have my bearing straight on this, the Mid-American Conference signed their television deal – in 2014, and it comes back up here in 27-28 school year, right? So that's when it comes back up. It is, at the time, Channel 10 out of Columbus, WBNS, reported that that deal was worth about $130 million. Try splitting that up among all the teams they have in their conference and tell me how the TV money would turn around and pay for that 20. They don't, it's not there, right? And that was a competitive deal in 2014 for them to sign a 13-year deal that put them in the same as like Conference USA and Sun Belt and Mountain West and American, or the American Athletic Conference at the time. Now they're looking at new TV rights, and I wonder how that'll play out. We need to have the commission. Maybe we'll ask him some of these questions down the road. But you're right. Like, how does a Mid-American Conference school compete with those other schools? But I kind of didn't mind the thought of what Jay Billis brought up about, okay, well, if you're the number four guy at a Big Ten school that is looking at going to play there and probably won't get the same playing time, would you go to the Mid-American Conference school and maybe get a little bit of cash or no cash at all, but you have the opportunity to play. That's what I think this all comes down to.
Play Schmey. Got to go for the money.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You have to.
Yeah. But, I mean, and I'm not clear, and Dan, maybe you get this too, right? So the schools now have the opportunity to spend $20 million plus on a player, but the NIL
deals, and that's only going to grow.
Yeah, and the NIL deal still exists on the side. So if you're still paying out NIL money, you're still paying out that, and then the school might cut you a check too, right?
Well, let's put it this way. Say the University of Texas. Well, okay, Quinn Ewers left Texas
right. And
went pro. And we talked about this last week. He ended up getting a lot less money from the Miami Dolphins because he was drafted and slotted than he would have had if he had transferred to another school for NIL. And the rumbling was, what, $6 or $7 million in NIL. So are you going to give your college quarterback one-third of all of the money you're allowed to give athletes?
No, how can you?
I don't know.
Other players.
So there will be contracts and things like that. I wonder, you know, if NIL is still there, if NIL works separate from this. Hey, NIL, make sure we have our big-time quarterback, and we're going to go ahead and pay the strong safety. You get $800,000 a year. Come on in.
You don't have to whisper this anymore, though, Jeff. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's how we used to do this.
But we might have to whisper.
Why?
Because is NIL completely separate? There's rumblings that, okay, this is going to replace NIL. No, it's not. How can it?
It sounds
because
to me
NIL's
like,
in place, and NIL's paying some of these big-time guys a lot more money than it would seem that they could get as employees at the university under this new deal. No?
Well,
an entire football team, an entire basketball team, a women's basketball. I mean, you have everything.
The way Jay explained it is that you would only use that $20 million, really, for guys you want to lock into a contract. Where there'd have to be a buyout on that. And if you were a non-contract football player, let's just say that, at a school and you were just an NIL guy, you've got freedom. Like, I think this all works to the student-athlete, if you ask me. And the other thing, too, is with a contract, man, you don't average 4 yards a game as a running back, you're fired. You're walking,
we're going to cut you.
Yeah, no, it's not even cut. You're fired now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the same thing.
Although contracts work two ways. Unless there are outs in the contract, you can go if, you know, let's just say your dad's a lawyer or you're going to hire a lawyer and he negotiates a no-cut contract. You go and you stink. Well, if you have the guaranteed in your contract, you're still getting paid.
But even if you stunk with NIL, you're still getting the NIL. I don't think they cut you off right away on that
for
either.
For a year, maybe.
It's interesting. Dan?
I mean, all of this. This is why it's going to be so fascinating. It's going to be the Wild West, because if there's one thing we know about college athletics, they're going to scream and yell and complain about guardrails the entire time and then put none on. And so we have no idea what these contracts are going to look like. We have no idea how big these contracts are going to be or how small they're going to be. I think we could guarantee that NIL is going to supplement these contracts. I think that's the direction it's going to go. I have a feeling you are going to see some things along the line of what Jeff said of like, hey, we'll give you $50,000 a year to play football, and then here's $8 million a year in NIL deals.
Yeah.
Or here's $7 million a year in NIL deals that have been negotiated on your behalf. there's going to be a lot of doings like that where you're going to almost have the real cap and then what's really going on.
Think about this. Like the Guardians / Indians always had this rule where they just didn't want to pay a player over 25% of the total payroll, right? Imagine being an athletic director now that has that same, like, let's say the payroll is $20 million. I'm just, again, I know it's a little bit more. The payroll is $20 million. Now you're trying to spread that out over football, over basketball, over other sports. Because the other, I mean, you can't tell me the baseball coach isn't going to walk in and go, oh, man, I saw this kid who, by the way, probably isn't coming out of high school. He's coming from somewhere else. We really want this kid, and I know we've got a shot at him. Somebody else has got a shot. Any chance we can pull $800,000 out of the $20 million to be able to do that? So now you're fighting. Now you're an athletic director trying to figure out exactly who are we going to pay? And it's not just one sport. It's all of your sports.
Right. The perfect example. Did you guys see the girl from Texas Tech, the starting pitcher that they had?
$1 million.
They basically ran out every single game in the College World Series. Yeah. And we're paying her $1 million. Basically, to be like, okay, you're going to throw till your arm falls off. Let's go.
Can I ask? I like sports. Okay, mm-hmm. This is what I do for a living, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is I do not for the life of me understand? Okay, Texas Tech is on television for softball and everything else, and it's not just softball. It's mainly, I think, anything other than football and men's basketball. Is somebody worth $1 million? To play on your golf team, to play on your women's softball team, to run track and field for you, a male hammer thrower. I for the life of me, I just cannot, I can't put my feeble little head around it. I got to be honest. I just can't do it.
All right, so let me give you the other side of that, what I think.
Go ahead.
So now you look at it and you say to yourself, well, they felt that the Big Ten, I'm using it as an example. There's no facts behind it. The Big Ten Network values having the programming on to be able to show women's softball. And it might be subsidized by football, but they see there's a giant pot and that schools are getting money from, I'm just saying, Big Ten, every school is getting money from the Big Ten Network because if it's on your cable system, you're paying for it anyway, right? So it doesn't really matter what the athletic competition is. True? And so now that money's in the pool. Why wouldn't a softball player or a golfer have the opportunity to do that? Let's talk more about this, too. More on Jay Billis and what he had to say, because we barely skimmed the surface of what he said. So Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.